youngest daughter that she was in labor and was going to have a baby. So we were supposed to watch the boys, her three boys. So we ran up there real quick and grabbed as much as we could on our way, and spent till Saturday afternoon watching her boys and while she was having her baby. And by the way, she had the most beautiful little girl you've ever seen. At least that's my opinion. So, Caroline Susan is her name. So she's a real sweetie. She's so petite, so beautiful. But while I was up there, I thought I'd work a little bit on this, what I was going to do this morning. Well, lo and behold, when I left there yesterday, I left it up there. I left my notes up there. So I got up this morning and I thought, well, you know, I gotta do something. So I thought, well, I'm going to give you a real quick testimony as far as how I came to this place and what it meant to me. There was about a year in my life there where things were just going terribly wrong. And I was mad at God at times. I was praying. He wasn't answering my prayers the way I wanted him to. And it was just a lot of turmoil in my life. And I kept thinking, Lord, if there's more to you than what I see, show me. And all this time, Hagen and Chris Wilson are talking to me at work, inviting me to come to Living Waters. And all that time, I'm telling them, no thank you, no thank you. I've got my own church, and I thought it's just as good as any other church there is. And one of the things that they said to me, though, was, we have the truth. And I thought, truth was what I wanted to talk about this morning in my other notes, but I'm not going to try and do that right now. But it meant so much to me. When I walked into this place, I never went back to the Lutheran Church. Never have gone back. And all these years, I never went back even one time. And the truth gripped my heart. And I can honestly say that that's what keeps me here. I love the truth. And my wife, we met and got married, and she started coming here, and over the years, she also is taken a hold of the truth here in this place. And at one time I thought, well, I don't think anybody can really know all the truth about God, but I got to thinking about it, and I thought, he's given us his word, his son, and he's given us the Holy Spirit, who's the Spirit of truth, so why can't we know all the truth? He's going to be faithful. He's going to show us that what is true and what's not true. So just some thoughts here this morning. Things that separate us from other churches in the world today. If you look at Jesus, his blood washes away all our sin. Not every church believes that. The security of the believer, once saved, always saved. Now, I believed that before I came into this church, so that didn't have to be proven to me. It was so important. My other church did not teach me that. It was just something the Spirit of God made real to my own heart, that I could not lose my salvation. I could not. It didn't make sense to me that God would love me and save me and then allow me to be lost. I thought, that doesn't make sense. But he's the world's Savior. He's the only hope the world has. He's the only way of salvation. He's the Son of God. He's true God. There are a lot of churches out there that don't believe all that. Now, when I first came in, I sat down with my Bible, and I looked at the different doctrines of this church, and I proved every one of them to myself before I could go on. The first one was being filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, I know that I can't overlook grace. It's by grace alone. No works. There's no works that can save you. It's by grace through faith. And you really need to understand that. It'll thrill your heart once that grips your heart. It really will. But I looked at the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and I went home and I took my Bible out and I started to study that. And 3 weeks after I came here, I got filled with the Holy Spirit because a light went on. I saw it. I saw it in the scriptures. I didn't believe anybody just because they told me that. I saw it in the scriptures. And one Sunday night, Derek Cummings, and some of you might remember David Rainey, prayed with me right over here on those benches to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I knew I was going to get it. I knew it. There was no more hoping and wishing. I knew it because I could see it in the scriptures. So, and it's the infilling of the Holy Spirit is by the speaking in tongues only, the Pentecostal pattern. There is no other way. There is none. Some people will tell you that you're filled with the Holy Spirit when you get saved. That's not true. Or that somewhere between point A and point B, you got filled with the Holy Spirit. That's not true. You need to pray and ask God to fill you with His Holy Spirit. And the evidence will be speaking in tongues. So, and then there was baptizing. I was baptized as an infant in the Lutheran Church. Well, I looked at the scriptures as to how you baptized here, and I thought, well, that's purely scriptural to be immersed and to be baptized in the name of Jesus. And so I thought, well, I got to be baptized now. So I got baptized here in the name of the Lord Jesus. And it's been such a blessing to follow these different truths. But the one that really, it took me a while to understand it. Well, I could kind of understand it. I could see it, but it didn't really grip my heart right away, was the bridal company. That I could rule and reign with Jesus Christ as part of a bridal company. A company set aside, a company away, different from the church. Sorry, I'm going too long. But that was one of the last things that gripped my heart. And it still does today, along with the ranks and the resurrection. So, Ty, I'm so sorry. I went a little bit over. It's your turn. Okay. But there are so many truths in this place. And if you stay here long enough, they'll thrill your heart. So.